right, we're back in studio 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sun trying to punch through the clouds here, 24 degrees where we're at. Friday edition, March 10th, and as promised, she's here this week, and I couldn't be happier about it. In fact, I'm a little wound up and giddy. That'd be the six cups of coffee, too. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Absolutely.
As always, we got a lot.
Sunny out.
We
got a calm before the storm.
A lot to talk about today.
Absolutely.
Young lady.
So many things. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with this morning they came out a news story about kind of sort of a flood outlook. And I hate even mentioning that word. But nothing to really get shook up over.
Well, and let's remember that these probabilistic forecasts have been issued every 2 weeks since early February.
Well, and they're coming out with,
exactly. This is no, you know, it's not new news by any means because this has been going on. Now, originally, we moved into the early parts of spring with a below normal snowpack, which was great because below normal snowpack typically means, you know, really low chances of having any sort of significant flooding. And then we moved into a more active weather pattern where it seemed like we were having some sort of winter event, winter storm, blizzard, dump of snow every few days. So we've ended up with now a more near normal snowpack, which is creating a more near normal flood forecast for us with just right in the Twin Towns.
So it goes hand in hand.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have near normal snow. We had a kind of a wet fall, but not like a super wet fall, moving into what we have now.
So, well, they were talking January and the early part of February.
Nothing.
No big deal.
Yeah.
Nothing went on. And then all of a sudden, here we are.
I know.
So,
and that's
how
spring goes, though.
Yeah.
When you, if we didn't have snow on the ground, it would be falling as rain. Like if our temperatures were a little more mild, but we've been stuck in the teens and 20s and a couple weeks a week and a half ago, we were still below zero. So you can anticipate that we're going to get these snow events in March versus the drizzly rain events that we would traditionally see if the temperatures were slightly warmer. Mm-hmm. So we will continue to see these snow events until it finally warms up. Give it a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, moving into the beginning of April, hopefully the temperatures will shift and we'll start to see the snowpack collapse and condense a little bit and ripen up so then it can melt.
That'd be good.
It would be good, but we really don't see significant melting until we have temperatures overnight that are above freezing, and we're still a ways away from that. With the amount of snow that's on the ground, it's hard to get those temperatures to stay above freezing at night. So we'll see. Stay tuned. But, I mean, within Wapton, Breckenridge, we look at that 25 to 75% flood forecast, which puts us between 12 feet and just below 15 feet. And if you've lived in this community long enough, you know that that's it's not unnoticeable, but
barely
it's
noticeable.
really manageable for us. Will we see those hot spots out in the country where, you know, we have some roads going under, some township issues, things like that? Of course, we see that regardless of what the Red River and the Bois de Sioux do. But I'm optimistic that we'll see a fairly non-eventful spring, but stay tuned.
I love your optimism.
Stay tuned, because you never really know until it starts to happen.
That's true.
The longer that it takes for everything to melt, the more significant risk there will be for a rapid melt, which we like to avoid. But again, we never know what this earth is going to bestow on us as far as weather. So we just kind of roll with it and plan accordingly and hope for the best.
Let me ask you this question, because you're kind of the expert on this. The frost in the ground, I mean, the ground is frozen, obviously.
Yes.
So when they're making these predictions, does that have any effect on it? Like when the, you know, when that's going to come out too, does that add to the water content or the moisture content, or is it little or no significance?
Well, the deeper the frost you have, the longer it takes to come out of the ground. As long as the frost is in the ground, the water that's on top of the ground from the melting snow won't infiltrate into the ground.
Just going to sit there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's when we get more runoff. So the ideal conditions would be that we have a slow melt so things can slowly drain away, slowly infiltrate into the soils, and then create that slow melt where the deep soil melts at a, or thaws at a slower rate, so then it can absorb, versus when we have rapid melts and we end up with rapid runoff. So yes, does soil and frost depth matter? It does, but we're like at that near normal mark for where we usually are.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not overly concerned at this point. If we still have this much snow on the ground a month from now, I'll start to be concerned, but really historically that's unlikely. That's in the,
yeah, that won't happen.
Exactly. And if you look at our extended forecast, we're looking at temperatures in the, you know, mid-20s, upper-20s, sometimes 30, which is good because the March sun is a lot more powerful than the January sun.
Yeah.
So when it's 30 degrees in March, we'll see significant melting versus 30 degrees in February and 30 degrees in January when you see no melting. So as long as we keep having these sunny days where things kind of collapse and condense a little
bit. We'll be okay.
Exactly. Well, right. We're going to be okay regardless. Well, it's just how much of an inconvenience will it be to get there?
You were talking with our good friend, mutual friend, Greg Gus, National Weather Service, and he doesn't seem to be jumping up and down right now either. So,
well, let's remember, this is Greg Gus, retired Weather Service.
Oh, retired. Yeah, yeah, I got to throw that in.
It was a candid conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, you know, I wouldn't be too overly concerned. We were talking a week or so ago before the last storm that we had. And I said, what's it going to do? And he said, well, I wouldn't worry about it because you have to remember that storms like this and your average rate of snowfall and the average water content that you're going to get are already factored into these long-term probabilistic forecasts.
Right.
And once we get into some real melting and we're in the pattern to melt and flood, then we'll get those deterministic forecasts, which give us a little more information versus this being more of a historical,
right,
probabilistic.
This is just kind of throwing darts at the board, right?
But in a very scientific way that tends to lean in the direction of being correct.
I knew that was coming. Hey, let's talk quickly, and before we wrap it up here, about next month, Recycling Month. You'll be in here a lot, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, talking recycling.
Right. If you are in your spring cleaning mode already, regardless of what the weather is, and you're thinking, wow, I have all this stuff in my garage and all these bags of cans that I've been hoarding all winter long, hoping that April will bring some good aluminum prices, you're going to have to keep hoping because the markets aren't super great right now.
Doesn't look good.
No, it's not looking great. So we'll just have to see what April brings. But if you want to get rid of your recycling that you've been hoarding, April's a great month to do it because it's nice out, usually.
Yeah, right.
And you're in that mood to start getting those things out of your garage that you may have been hanging on to. So if you have aluminum, cardboard, tin, glass, newsprint, magazines, phone books, fluorescent light bulbs, oil filters, you're hanging on to used oil that you may have drained from your snowblower already.
Pretty much all of those things we
can take off your hands. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 6, Saturdays 8 until noon, but you'll hear a lot more of that in February. How about in April?
I'm liking that. Don't go backwards.
With the snow, I can't figure out what day or month it is.
Yeah.
So we'll just go with it. Next month, you're going to hear a lot more about recycling.
And definitely spring's coming because we set our clocks forward tomorrow and a week from Monday. Spring officially gets here. I mean,
absolutely,
it might not look like it.
Well, and I saw a skunk last week.
That means
they're starting to wake up and they're wandering out of those culverts. So that means spring is right around the corner.
That's how you determine that. You don't go by some fodder pig in Punxsutawney. You go by if you're seeing a skunk.
Well, it's because Terry over at the highway department taught me that one.
Okay.
He said if the skunks start coming out, that means the melt is right around the corner.
You heard it here, folks.
Yep. So I think that's very scientific.
Right.
And I saw a skunk, so I'm going to go with it and say, you know what? Spring is right around the corner.
Let's just go with that.
Absolutely.
I like it. It's much more colorful.
It is. It's much more Midwestern.
Right. Brianna Koval, so good to have you in here.
Absolutely.
Come back next Friday, will you? Unless you got something else coming up, but you always tell me, so.
Yep, I'll be here.
All right. It's 918, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
He's that voice in your head every morning.
Around here, everything is a little weird.
Bill Dablo, weekday mornings from 6 till 10, on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard.